if the war goes south, and especially if it goes back into full-scale war where it's both sides against the other, and Iran really unleashes its missile forces and starts to degrade, like this desalination plants, like the energy infrastructure, because if we hit theirs, and of course they'll do as you suggested here, that there is the possibility that Iran could then mobilize ground forces to actually move into some areas like Kuwait and others and actually seize control of some of those oil fields. Is that just crazy talk, or is there any genuine consideration of that?
Actually, I think what is more imminent is the possibility that Yemen could enter Saudi Arabia, first of all, destroy their oil facilities, and then enter Saudi Arabia. They have a huge army. And the Saudis are very vulnerable, and now their export wealth is you know they can't use the Strait of Hormuz and they can't use the Bab al-Mandab, and it's not just about oil, it's all goods. So the Saudis are in big trouble. Then you have the resistance in Iraq. The resistance in Iraq is larger than Hezbollah with all of its reserve forces. So you have in Iraq maybe 150,000, 200,000 people who are affiliated to the resistance, and they are.
And when you say resistance, you mean Iranian resistance?
Yes, yeah, supportive of the Iranians, those who during the 40 days of fighting were firing at U.S. bases, and but you know the resistance hadn't gone up very high on the escalation ladder. So there is always restraint, as there is now. But if there is all-out war, that's the scenario you're discussing. If there is all-out war, then the Iraqi resistance itself can take Kuwait easily. And if the Iraqis take Kuwait and want it for themselves, I'm pretty sure that the Iranians will be very fine. You know, they'll be quite fine with that.
And could this Iraqi resistance operate without the willingness or even participation of the Iraqi, or the actual ISF, the Iraqi security forces?
Iraq is very complicated. Their relationship is quite good. And as I said, Iraqis, we saw the funeral of Ayatollah Khamenei in Najaf and Karbala. Iraqis... you know, their relationship with Iran is very good. Their anger towards the United States is as clear as day. So they're not going to be fighting against each other. This is something that the Americans don't, you know, the American government doesn't understand. Iraq, which is a major country, opposes the United States. Yemen opposes the United States. Who are the U.S. allies? Kuwait, Qatar, the Emirates. I mean, these are not, they produce oil and gas, but they're not powers. They may have a lot of money in the bank, but they don't have a real military. And we saw Saudi Arabia fight against Yemen, Saudi Arabia and the Emirates together fight against Yemen with all the tens of thousands of mercenary forces that they paid for to fight against Yemen. And ultimately they failed. And the United States is not popular right now. If people, when online, when you look at the comment sections in Arabic media, people across the region in the Arab world are supporting Iran, not the United States. So this is not a war that I think, I don't see any scenario where the United States wins. And it could go south, as you said. It could end, it will still be bad. All the scenarios go south.
Right.
But in some terribly, you know, bad south, some less so. In no scenario can I envisage a situation where the United States does not lose.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you this, if the scenario that you posited there with the Iraqi security forces and what the Yemenis, the Houthis armed forces, Ansar Allah may do to Saudi Arabia down there, this wouldn't be like 1991 when Saddam Hussein took over Kuwait. The U.S. armed forces that exist back then doesn't exist right now. And we could not go in and just expel them because we don't have the ground forces for it. Or any, now we don't even have the resources and the bases, and we would never be able to land like my forces did. I came in with the U.S. 2nd Cavalry and landed at Jabal in Saudi Arabia and had the ease of getting everything off the boards and everything and then moving in to take off the Republican guards. That would never happen now. So if that scenario happens, if we get foolish and start to this war and it turns into a ground fight, no one's going to be able to save Kuwait this time. So let's just hope that we don't get to that.
Or Saudi Arabia. If Yemen moves in, if Iraq moves, I mean, Saudi won't last. If the United States starts targeting Iran's critical infrastructure, I think all these regimes will collapse anyway.
God help us if we get into that, because that would almost certainly thrust us into a Great Depression. Almost, how could it not, because of the disruption of energy supplies.